The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to Dallas-Fort Worth's number one for news, weather, and traffic. This is continuing team coverage from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Class is officially back in session this morning for thousands more of our local students, including those in Allen, McKinney, Melissa, Wiley, Kaufman, Rockwall, and Denton. Good morning. It's now 7 o'clock. We've got clear skies. 82 degrees, a heat advisory in effect. It's going to be sunny, windy, hot, 102. It's going to feel as hot as about 105 later this afternoon. Top three things you need to know. Ken Paxton misses a deadline to commit to a televised U.S. Senate debate against Democrat James Tallarico. Preservationists with Save Dallas City Hall file a lawsuit against the city. They claim that city leaders are letting City Hall fall into disrepair as an excuse to eventually demolish it. Our top story this morning, it's been an early wake-up for kids in a number of North Texas school districts again this morning, now like Allen and McKinney, Rockwall and Melissa.
Yeah, big yawn. First day of school arrives for thousands, including 5,000 students at Allen High School. KRLD's Russell Scott is hanging out there this morning. Russell.
You know, if you use the UIL student measurement, then Allen High School will be welcoming 6,800 students to school today. But not all of the students who are going back to class today are headed to high school. This guy is headed to Happy Flower Montessori School.
I'm going back to school.
Aww. What's your name?
Killian.
He seems to be pretty excited about going back to school. How about you?
Yes, absolutely. I can't complain.
Who's on your shirt?
Spider-Man!
Yes! Yeah, he had a great Spider-Man shirt there, too. Now, all 16 elementary schools here in the Allen School District are getting part of that 2024 bond package. So they're all getting new playground upgrades, new equipment, repairs, shade structures, and 15 were completed this summer. So that'll welcome a lot of the elementary school students back. But it's back to school today in the Allen ISD. Reporting from Allen, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you. And meanwhile, just imagine being in school today with a forecast high of 102 and a heat index around 105. There's a movement among some lawmakers to push the start of school back.
The reason is rather obvious. If you walk outside in Texas this time of year, it's hot. So why are we holding athletic practices and flooding the power grid with air conditioning needs in the hottest month? State Rep. Jared Patterson of Frisco is among those calling for it. At least move the start time back a couple of weeks.
I did see reports of schools starting at the beginning of August, which meant that teachers had to report in the month of July, which is just crazy.
He says this issue is so common sense that the government simply cannot wrap its head around it. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We're going in-depth on today's top stories this morning at 10 on the Mid-Morning Mic Check.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live in the KRLD 24-Hour Breaking News Center. We've cut the commercial breaks, so you're getting a full, nonstop 20-minute hit of news, traffic, and weather on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little. Good morning. And updating a story we brought you as breaking news yesterday afternoon. A 3-minute evacuation is getting credit for keeping students safe during a grass fire at Chico Elementary in Wise County yesterday afternoon. Flames from a nearby property reached the campus on Wednesday, prompting Superintendent Randy Bronner to move everybody to a high school gym. Students stayed there while firefighters put out the fire and emergency officials checked on the campus. Wise County Emergency Management eventually gave the all clear, allowing students to return for normal afternoon pickup. The fire is out this morning, and the district has not reported any damage to the school.
News Radio 1080 KRLD and the latest on Operation Epic Fury.
Well, the White House may be hoping that Epic Fury's impact on Iran's economy is going to bring that country to its knees.
The White House believes Iran's economy is severely damaged with rising inflation, reduced energy revenues, and an uptick in poverty, plus limited access to foreign currencies. The naval blockade has produced results, according to the White House. Our partners at TheHill.com report a Pentagon assessment found the first U.S. blockade that took place between April and June cost Iran about $4.8 billion in oil revenue.
Corey Smith with that report.
7:05 at KRLD. And the tempo of operations in Epic Fury Maybe stretching the military thin. Shortages of food, fresh water, and basic hygiene supplies. All complaints from the families of sailors aboard the U.S. aircraft carrier Abraham Lincoln, which is supporting the U.S. attacks on Iran.
The Navy Times and Stars and Stripes report multiple sailors have tried to jump overboard. One wife saying her husband reached a breaking point after his deployment kept getting extended. Families reportedly confronted Navy leaders at town halls last week, describing moldy showers, broken toilets, food shortages, and no soap or toothpaste. In response, the Navy told ABC News it concedes the war has disrupted supply lines, but says the ship now has clean water and healthy meals.
That is Karen Waugh with that report.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says she is stepping down from that role at the end of the month.
She called the role the honor and adventure of a lifetime, writing, I have relished holding the liberal media accountable and ensuring the American people hear the truth about President Trump's successes. But she went on to say juggling the demands of the job with two young kids has been challenging.
Gabrielle Caracciola with that story.
Two soldiers are dead after an Apache military helicopter crashes in flames in central Texas.
The helicopter, based in Fort Hood, it went down in a field roughly 30 miles away between Waco and Austin. The Army says it's an AH-64 Apache attack helicopter. The Bell County Sheriff's Office says it got the first 911 call around 1:30 in the afternoon. This was Wednesday. Two people later pronounced dead.
That's Xavier Walton reporting. The crash led to a grass fire, in fact, and evacuations and road closures were in the area as well. Well, family, friends, and members of the basketball community will be on hand today for a celebration of life for Hall of Fame coach Don Nelson. It's happening this morning at 10:30 at Preston Hollow Presbyterian Church in Dallas. Nelson died Sunday at the age of 86. He coached the Mavs from 1997 through 2005, also serving as the team's GM, helping build the roster around Dirk Nowitzki and Steve Nash. Dallas returned to the playoffs in 2001 following an 11-year absence, then reached the Western Conference Finals 2 years later. Nelson's family also planning a later ceremony in Maui where he spent much of his retirement.
This news from Mark Spain Real Estate. A planned data center in Westlake is rallying up the neighbors in Keller, where the city council met last night to talk this one out.
This data center, dubbed the Circle T, would sit right on the border between Westlake and Keller, and Keller residents who live right there are not having it.
No one wants to live so close to an AI data center that it will affect their peace, their sleep, their health, and especially the health and development of our children. And
last night's specially called meeting, the Keller City Council approved a motion to initiate a 90-day moratorium on data centers and pledged to explore every legal option available to halt the controversial million-square-foot Circle T. It's planned for a vacant parcel along Denton Highway. Keller has formally circulated an official letter addressed to Westlake leadership, formally challenging their compliance and approval processes. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
If you left an X-rated toy outside the fire department, firehouse in Washington, D.C., police would like to have a word with you. Evidently, the bomb squad was called because of a suspicious device.
Well, what did it look like
It was a blue and black electronic device with exposed wires, and they found it behind a city firehouse.
Oh.
So the bomb squad came out. They evacuated the firehouse and
figure out which wire to cut.
It was bad. And they said the suspicious item was a cylindrical electronic sex toy. It was not a bomb, evidently.
Sounds like it wasn't operational either if it was in that kind of disrepair.
Yeah, someone clearly discarded it. It had no further use.
Yeah.
We've all been there. 7-Eleven and News Radio 1080 KRLD. Coming up next here on the KRLD Morning News.
Well, that one's broken.
Yeah. Well, there was one winning ticket. Get your tickets out. We'll look at it.
For everything you need to know about in DFW.
The inappropriate relationships between teachers and students nearly tripling in Texas over the past year.
Governor Abbott called for lawmakers to bring him a new law.
We will protect our students and we will lock up their predators.
And the world.
Rescue workers in hard-hit Colombia's earthquake zones are periodically demanding absolute silence.
They're using their bare hands to dig through this concrete to try to rescue people.
Your source for trusted information is News Radio 1080 KRLD. Now, the top three things you need to know.
Wednesday night's single winning $1 billion Powerball ticket was sold in Illinois. So unless you bought your ticket in Illinois, you, I'm afraid, did not win. A local advocacy group named Save Dallas City Hall has now taken the city to court. Now get this, they accuse city officials of intentionally neglecting the building's maintenance to pave way for its eventual demolition. Bell to Bell Learning resumes today for 7 more local districts. Students return to campuses across Allen, McKinney, Melissa, Wiley, Kaufman, Rockwall, and Denton ISDs.
Hear the top 3 things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hi, this is David Rankin for a wrap on the news of the day. Join me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News. Right now, it's the 20-minute morning briefing. It's 20 minutes of nonstop news, weather, and traffic with no commercial interruptions right here on the KRLD Morning News.
Look, man, I'm not one to brag, so bear with me, but I had the best night's sleep last night. Oh my gosh, did I sleep well.
Oh, that's great. What was the difference?
I don't know.
What's the secret?
Because the night before, I slept horribly, and I wish I could pinpoint. Thank you for asking, and I don't know. And that is one of life's great mysteries. Why did I sleep so terribly the night before, but so well last night?
Maybe that's one of those things where you've got to sleep terribly one night to sleep well the next night.
Maybe so. Maybe I was just so exhausted that I slept so well. Anyhow, I'm feeling refreshed. So bring it at me, man. I'm ready for whatever the day's got. It's 7:23 at News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, he had committed to debating James Tallarico, but it looks like Republican Ken Paxton's not too interested in it right now, at least at this point.
Yesterday was the deadline to accept an invite for the first proposed debate, and so far, crickets from the Paxton camp. Hearst Newspapers and NBC Telemundo would have sponsored a September 22nd debate down in the Rio Grande Valley. While Tallarico has accepted all debate invites, Paxton has not. Polling has shown a tight race, with Emerson College NextStar survey showing Paxton 1 point up on Tallarico. From the 24-hour news center, I'm Eric Lycom, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
7:23, the Save Dallas City Hall Coalition files its first lawsuit over the future of the IMP building. Former Dallas City Councilman Scott Griggs, one of the attorneys for the grassroots effort to protect the building.
Save Dallas City Hall Coalition sued the city of Dallas to halt demolition by neglect of our Dallas City Hall, which is a historic landmark, and we're demanding mandatory inspections and much-needed repairs.
Those who want to move city government out of the building, including Mayor Eric Johnson, point to the cost of maintaining it. Others argue neglect of the building has led to its condition, and the lawsuit would force the city to make the needed repairs to stabilize the building.
I think my favorite argument on that is, yeah, you didn't take care of the building you're in, so we're going to give you a new building to not take care of. 7:24, let's get a check of your money. Good morning, David Johnson.
Maybe just a long series of Airbnbs strung together.
Maybe so.
That's the answer. So the market over the last couple of days has really been sort of like, you know how when you're bored and you take your loose change out of one pocket and kind of move it over into the other pocket? That's sure. Really what's been going on. You look today and the Dow Industrials average looks back up 132 points, but the NASDAQ looks down 15. The S&P average is sitting back and trying to figure out which pocket they're going to use next. It's just going for the blue chips back and forth to the technologies. Today it's coming out of the technologies, some of them anyway. Cisco Systems, which is an old line technology company. At one point in time, Cisco Systems was the most valuable company in the universe. Of course, they gave way to others, but it's down 6%. They had great earnings. They raised earnings expectations, but it looks like the street was looking at this and saying, well, your artificial intelligence earnings are not quite what we'd like to see, because that's the only thing we care about. Speaking of artificial intelligence, Cerebras Systems, relatively new company. It's an artificial intelligence semiconductor company. They had a sharp adjustment in earnings way up. But the revenues were a little bit light, and the stock's being spanked. It's down 17%. And that kind of accounts for the weakness that we're seeing in the NASDAQ. Blue chips, different story. It's mostly an earnings story, and they're doing pretty well. So this time yesterday, we were all breathless and waiting for the all-important market-moving consumer price index, retail inflation. And it was exactly as expected, and it proved to be a non-event. Well, we'll give wholesale prices another chance this morning to move the market. They come in a few minutes. This is the producer price index. Historically, this is not not as important as the CPI, but this is wholesale inflation. And one of the arguments we don't, for not looking at this quite as closely, is that companies sometimes will eat price increases, you know, for a month or two, just and not pass it along to the consumer. So we'll see. Also, jobless claims will be coming out. But right now, the Dow looks up a little bit. The NASDAQ looks down a little bit. The S&P average is up 4 points. And, oh, yeah, the all-important crude oil story. I haven't seen any positive headlines out of the Middle East as yet. West Texas Intermediate is down $1.73 at $81.52. That's good news. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
David, I paid $3.08 a gallon yesterday at a Walmart in Wylie. I couldn't believe it. I thought the sign was wrong, and then when I pumped it, I'm like, make sure the pump says it. $3.08.
All right, we need to meet at the Waffle House again. I'm going to give you the electric vehicle story again.
Oh, I can't wait. David Johnson, thank you. 727 on the KRLD Morning News.
Well, the Angels are one of the worst teams in baseball, but for whatever reason, they've got the Rangers' number this year.
Trout angling to his left. He's got it, and this ball game is over. The Angels have won it by the score of 5-2.
And they've beaten Texas in 5 of 6 meetings at Angel Stadium this season. Corey Seager finished a triple shy of the cycle, but Rangers manage only 7 hits in the loss, and the Astros won yesterday, so Texas trails Houston by a game and a half in the West. They do have a half-game lead for the final wild card in the AL. Final game of this series tonight at 9:07. Jacob DeGrom climbs the hill for Texas. The Dallas Wings beat Toronto 94-88 for their 20th win of the season last night, reaching that mark for just the second time in franchise history. Dallas plays without injured starters AZ Fudd and Jessica Shepard, and then Isaiah James goes down during the fourth quarter. Wings head coach Jose Fernandez says the group supplies exactly what the moment requires in the win.
And we're shorthanded today. I was very, very proud with what this group did, with AZ out, with Shep out, and Isaiah goes down for us to close out.
Dallas snaps a 3-game losing streak and completes a 3-game season sweep of Toronto. The Wings head to Indiana tomorrow night.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.